Welcome back inside the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios as Patriots this week continues. Next up for the Pats, of course, the Buffalo Bills, who had a four-game winning streak going into the matchup in South Florida against the Miami Dolphins and then got run over by Jay Ajayi, who joins three other backs in NFL history to rush for 200-plus yards in back-to-back games. How are the Dolphins getting it done now with Ajayi leading the way?
Well, I think Buffalo. You look at Buffalo and you look at their ability to get pushed around a little bit. You know, Rex likes to get after people. He thinks he's a blitzing defense, but they're really not that physical this year. That's the one thing. I think they're more athletic. This doesn't bode well for Buffalo, because if you're New England and you're looking at this coming off Blunt's effort against Pittsburgh, you're going to think we're going to go to Buffalo and we're going to attempt to run this football, establish that line of scrimmage early in this game, and put a lot of pressure on Tyrod Taylor.
It's the problem that Miami's had for years. They had Lamar Miller there, and they refused to run the ball that effectively.
Yeah.
I mean, part of it was just attempts as much as how effective they were with it.
It's tough playing down there. Let's face it. I mean, Miami's a house of horrors for a lot of teams.
But it changes things for them, right? I mean, I think if you want to hyper-critique Tannehill, and he's deserved it as many years as he's been the starter, life changes for them if all of a sudden they have this efficient running game. All of a sudden, all that money you spent on defense makes a little more sense. But Jay Ajayi, who was saying this 3 or 4 weeks ago? He's the top back in the league in the last 14 days anyway. Ajayi was running angry. I think that was the quote that they had said coming out of Miami, that he looks upset, and it's okay. You know, he had the little bump early in the season.
See if he handled the ball back well. Yeah, trying to do it 5 weeks in a row.
But you know what? He's a young guy, super talented, had some injuries early. Let him run.
Speaking of being upset, Ryan Fitzpatrick, after coming off the bench to help the Jets get past the Ravens, said he plays better when he's pissed off, in his words. Wasn't happy about being benched in favor of Geno Smith. He wasn't happy about sitting on the sideline and watching Fitzpatrick throw a lot of interceptions earlier this year. And then interesting the comments that Fitzpatrick makes, saying that the ownership, the coach, the GM didn't believe in him. And Todd Bowles responds by saying, if being pissed off helps you avoid turnovers, we'll take that.
And good for Todd Bowles. That was a great answer. And Ryan Fitzpatrick needs to remember he was out there as a free agent, which means he could have signed with any team. So he's pretty lucky that the New York Jets actually still had interest in him, gave him $12 million. Anybody else could have signed him. Nobody did. So there really wasn't a market for him. So he's lucky to even have a team right now. Like Bull said, don't turn the damn ball over. You know, maybe you'd still be in there.
Right, but I think there's two sides to that coin. I 100% agree. I mean, when you have that many mistakes, you at any position in the league, you shouldn't be on the field. I mean, I think that just happens to everyone. But the other half of it is, man, he had a guy who's had a history of up and down play. The last thing you wanted to do is sit home for 4 months and just show up to training camp. The fact that you got the old moves out of him, it's because you didn't keep him seasoned, keep him working with your guys, allow him to continue to grow in the offense. You let him go home. He came back. He played up and down. Well, that's what you get.
We began the segment talking Dolphins and Bills. We'll concentrate on the latter part of that matchup, the Buffalo Bills, Patriots' next opponent, right after this.